Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Park. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice!" So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now, while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Verses 1 through 20, all of Matthew chapter 28. Father, thank you once again for the wonderful privilege of being a part of your family, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the people of God. Thank you for the blessing to know that you've called us out of the world and into a new relationship with you and one another. And you've placed us in your precious and blessed family called the Church. Thank you for the privilege of being a part of this family. Lord, thank you also for the opportunity, the privilege, and the responsibility of being involved in the great work of carrying out the Great Commission to go into all the world and make disciples. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of wisdom and grace that would encourage us to be the faithful people you want us to be, faithfully, daily, carrying out that command according to your wisdom, your grace, and your Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Roberts, and Rick is going to share a word of prayer at this time.
Father, help us to be a people who more often meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works. You are such an awesome God. We lift high your name today. We exalt you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to remind you about, for the month of November, our By Design Challenge. By Design Monthly Challenges are ways for married couples and their families to engage and grow closer together as families in their walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. For the month of November, By Design would like to ask you to participate in the Thankful for Family Challenge. This challenge is all about families doing activities together to form a stronger bond. What better way to fight against Satan's schemes of division than to be intentional in growing together as a family? A few things you could do are, number one, moms assign Thanksgiving dishes for everyone to make, for the dads to the toddlers. Number two, play games together. Number three, go pick out a Christmas tree together. And number four, go around the table on Thanksgiving Day and everyone share what they are thankful for. These are just a few ideas of things you could do as a family. We would love to know what you did. Simply take a picture and post it on our By Design Facebook page with the hashtag ThankfulForFamily. By Design's mission is to educate and encourage people to embrace God's design for marriage and family as the fundamental building block for all human civilization. We want to do that by providing solid biblical articles and podcasts, and also by having challenges that will allow us, as well as our listeners, to be doers and not just hearers of God's precious word. For more information on this challenge and upcoming challenges, go to afa.net/by design. Again, that's afa.net/by design. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're honored to have with us as our co-host today, once again, Jade Hollifield. Great to have you today.
Glad to be here.
Always
Thank
good
you.
To have you, Jade.
Thank you.
Jade, if you would just reintroduce yourself to our listeners that may not know you and what you do here at AFA.
Yeah, so I am Willie Mickey Addison's assistant. I help produce Aaron the Addisons, as well as help coordinate the events for date night, as well as our Marriage Family Life Conference. I do a lot. Mm-hmm. But I love it. I love it.
So the announcement I just made, basically, that was your that announcement.
That was me. Yeah. That was.
I hope I read it right.
You did. You did a great job. You did.
Good. You did. Okay. Well, again, it's always an honor to have you. And amongst other things, also, you have the gift of evangelism. You're an evangelist as well.
Yes, sir. I went to seminary school and studied evangelism. Yeah. Amen. I figured there's a reason he gave me this personality, you know? I'm loud. But I will say, I don't want people to think evangelism, you got to be an extrovert. That's not the case. We are all called to evangelize.
That's right. That's right. And that's a part of what we'll be touching on today. Today, we're looking specifically at the topic of evangelism, discipleship, and the Great Commission. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is one of those topics that we're wise to visit often and over again, because every day we're to be involved in carrying out this command as a lifestyle. We're called to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, to be involved
in that part right there.
That's so important, because the Holy Spirit never goes on vacation. He's always available. He's always ready to carry out God's work. And remember, ministry is simply doing God's will. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is in a given situation, the Holy Spirit always knows what it is. Our job is to listen to the Holy Spirit and to simply follow Him. There's ministry all over the place.
It really is. I think ever since, well, even before the pandemic, we had already seen a decline in just people aren't as friendly. And I'm from Mississippi. You know, we were always known as the hospitality state. Mm-hmm. And my husband's originally from California. And one thing I've told him, I said, I'm embarrassed. And he said, what do you mean, babe? I said, we used to be nicer than the way we are. But sin and selfishness. And my point, the point I'm trying to make, recently I found myself where my flesh would rise when I would get a rude person that was checking me out, where it was grocery store, you know,
checkout person.
Yeah, there's another word, I can't think of it. And thank God
cashier.
For the cashier. Thank you. Oh my goodness, y'all, it's fall and it's cold outside, but it feels great. And I recently, thank God for the Holy Spirit, He's been getting at me, instead of you letting your flesh rise, show Christ. And I kid you not, I'm so thankful for His convictions and His promptings, because it has allowed me to, okay, this is an opportunity for me to share Christ. Mm-hmm. And so somehow or another, just always, how was your day? How you doing? Like, ask those questions. And another thing that has crossed my mind too, when the Holy Ghost would correct me on when times when I had a rude cashier, I would think to myself, you know, I'm from the South. Just about everybody think they are Christian in the South. And I would think to myself, I bet if I asked them what church you go to, they would tell me. Mm-hmm. But my point, we as believers, we have to remember we are ambassadors of Christ. Mm-hmm. And we need to see every opportunity as not only a representation of Him, as well as an opportunity to share Christ.
Amen. Amen. Well, as we begin, I want to ask if you'll take a moment now specifically to pray for our listeners, that they would really be wide open to what the Lord would say to them and how the Lord would equip them further to be ambassadors for the kingdom of God, and who are involved as a lifestyle with the work of evangelism and discipleship. and loving people. Would you pray for
mm-hmm.
that?
Father, I just lift up everyone who's tuning in who are believers, children of yours. And Lord, I just ask that you would just convict all of our hearts in such a way that it will move us to action, move us to share the gospel, to share Christ in every opportunity that we have, in every aspect, Lord. Help us to see every opportunity that you do present to us as a way to show the love of Christ, Father. Help us to remove ourselves out of the picture and to think upon you. Father, your word says in 2 Corinthians 5:9, whether I am home or away, help me to make it my aim to please you. And Lord, we know one of the things that pleases you is sharing the gospel, Lord, making disciples, Father. Help us, Lord, those of us who are in Christ, Lord, to realize our position in Christ, that we are righteous because of what Christ did on the cross, which also makes us ambassadors of your word and of the kingdom, God. Help us to wear that proudly in such a way, Lord, that we want to honor you, that we want to help bring others to Christ, bring others within the body of Christ. Father, I just ask that you would use this program for your glory, and for those who are tuning in who have yet to come to you, use this program to also give them a hunger and thirst for Christ, for righteousness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, too, thank you. Thank you for all of our listeners today, and thank you for the privilege of having Jade co-hosting with us today. Thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. Father, anoint all of us afresh with the spirit of evangelism and discipleship and the spirit of grace and love. Anoint us afresh with the spirit that would cause us to walk in love continually in such a way that you can reach through us, through our words, our actions, our attitude, our whole demeanor, and share your love with people that we encounter throughout the day. Help us to know, Lord, that every day in the economy of eternity, every day matters. Every day is important. We have no time to waste in the midst of the great work of the sharing of the gospel and making disciples and living to point the world to that desperately needs to know the love of Jesus Christ. Lord, how important it is for we as your people to be listening and to be available vessels through which your spirit can work each and every day. We thank you and praise you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, again, Jade, thanks again for joining us today. And as I mentioned, our topic for today is evangelism, discipleship, and the Great Commission. And it's so important for us as believers to recognize that this is the responsibility of every believer in all the world, no matter who you are, where you live, where you may reside. The fact is, every believer who knows Christ, obviously that knows Christ as Lord and Savior, we have a testimony that's to be shared. We have the privilege and the opportunity to tell people that Jesus Christ is the answer to all of the world's problems.
Yeah. I love that what you just said, because it is our responsibility as believers. And it's sad, we do live in this fallen world and we have distractions, but those of us in Christ, you got to remember, you got the Holy Ghost. And so when you pray and ask the Lord, Lord, help me to have your heart, help me to have your perspective, he will give you a desire to be adamant about, okay, who can I share Christ with today? Lord, give me an opportunity to share Christ. And honestly, you don't even got to ask for that. You just walk out of your home and there's a plethora of opportunities to share Christ. And it's a beautiful thing, because it's more people being added to the family.
That's right. And the beauty is that God gives us the privilege of being involved in the work of helping to pull people who are on the road to hell onto the road to heaven.
Right.
And
right.
What an honor it is that God has given us the privilege of being involved in this work. Now, it's the Spirit of God that touches and draws.
You better say that.
But
come
we're
on.
Vessels through which God is wanting to work through every
yes,
day
sir.
Of our lives. Again, every day is important.
So I struggle with, even though I know it is the Holy Spirit that does the drawing, I struggle with wanting to help him. And what I mean by that, thinking if someone doesn't come to Christ immediately, that is something I did wrong. We'll talk about that.
We'll pick up there on the other side of the break. Our in-studio co-host today is Jade Holifield. We're looking at the topic, evangelism, discipleship, and the Great Commission. We'll be right back.
Your spirit free. Have you ever watched a sunrise and felt you could not breathe? What if it's him? What if it's God speaking? Have you ever cried a tear that you could not explain? Have you ever met a stranger?
Of Mandisa with God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're continuing to remind and encourage our listeners to get involved with the great work of Operation Christmas Child. We're encouraging you to help send the good news of Jesus Christ to children around the world through a simple shoebox gift. Packing a shoebox can help to result in the work of evangelism, discipleship, and multiplication happening. And even in relation to the topic we're looking at here on the broadcast today, this is one more great way for believers to get involved with the work of evangelism and discipleship. Operation Christmas Child, this is a direct way for you to help equip the local church around the world, Operation Christmas Child's local ministry partners, with a simple platform, that is a shoebox gift, to reach their own communities and help establish long-term relationships in the body of Christ. In hard-to-reach areas and in more than 100 unreached people groups, these gift boxes are opening doors for evangelism and follow-up discipleship, often resulting in churches being planted. For more information, go to samaritanspurse.org/OCC to learn more and to find a drop-off location near you if you are or will be involved in the packing of shoeboxes. Again, samaritanspurse.org/OCC to learn more and to find out about drop-off locations in your community. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. My in-studio co-host today is Jade Holyfield, and we're looking today at the topic, Evangelism, Discipleship, and the Great Commission. And Jade, I know you had a passage of scripture we were going to look at in just a few moments, but just a few practical suggestions I want to share with our listeners about ways that we as believers can help to prepare ourselves to be vessels through which God will work through faithfully and consistently as we seek to be obedient and faithful in the area of carrying out the Great Commission. You know, just like, for example, we have a prayer tool that we call Kingdom Prayers, and two of the prayers on that prayer tool are the Prayer of Jabez and the Prayer of Isaiah. Well, of course, lots of people are pretty familiar with the Prayer of Jabez, a blessed prayer found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. But it's a great prayer for believers to pray every single day, especially if you desire for the Lord to use you more and more, both for the work of evangelism and to use you just for ministry, period. Because basically it's a prayer that makes you an available vessel, and it's a prayer God will answer every day you pray it.
It works.
In fact, God is looking for people who want to be used. So praying that prayer every day is important. It really
is. I've met a few people who don't think it works, and they'll say it's out of context. And now, but this is my thing. I literally have tried that prayer, and I even, which this probably was wrong of me, but I was like, let me try God. And I know that's probably wrong, but what I mean by that, I did it for a number of days. I kid you not. Every time I turn around, there was blessings of some sort or opportunities of some sort that the Lord presented to me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, let me try a few days of not doing it. Kid you not, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it freaked me out, but in a good way, you know. But It works. It really works.
And so we're wise if we really want to be used more by the Lord. And hopefully every listener wants to be used more to pray it every single day.
Right.
We're going to take a moment to pray it now for us and for every listener. Father, thank you for each and every one of us that are listening today. Father, thank you for your hand of grace upon each one of us. Bless each one of us indeed. Expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon each one of us. Keep each one of us from evil, that we may not cause pain. Yeah. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Again,
Amen.
A simple prayer, but it's a great prayer. And one of the reasons, Jade, why it's so wise to pray it is because, remember, God is waiting for us to be asked to both to be used and to ask for basically whatever we want to ask for. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and you receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open.
You better quote that verse.
And so knowing that it's important that we ask God.
Yeah.
And remember, it's a prayer God will always answer.
Yes. You know, I was reading recently in the scripture of Mary and Martha. And one thing that crossed my mind is I had to ask myself, which one am I? Sadly, I tend to be a Martha, so busy with doing things that are ministerial activities, but I don't do enough of being a Mary and being at the foot of Christ. My point of bringing that up, I remember one day Pastor Parker, y'all, he's such an encouraging man of God. And I tell him he's assertive, but in a good way. Like he's smooth with it. And he periodically he'll say to me, have you been praying the prayer of Jabez lately, Jade? And of course, I don't lie if I haven't. And if I have, I'm honest. And I said to him, you probably remember this conversation, what I'm about to say. And don't nobody judge me. I said, Pastor Parker, I don't want to because I got so much on my plate. Because I've seen that prayer manifest, you know. And I literally told this man I didn't want to say this prayer because I was like, I got so much on my plate right now. And Father, forgive me for that. You know, like, because we really do need to work on it is us being so focused, like Martha, on the worldly things and not focused enough on the things that have a more eternal effect. And that is being, yes, for the kingdom. Like, and look, and if you do have a lot on your plate and it's preventing you from doing things of the Lord, you got to ask yourself, maybe God didn't call me to do X, Y, and Z. That's for somebody. That's for me right there.
Well, and you know, great point. And I would just say that, like, I would challenge everyone to pray it anyway.
Yes,
because
and that's what
the beauty is the Holy Spirit increases our capacity to be used by God.
He does.
And sometimes we may think, I have my schedule so full, I can't pack anything else into it. Watch the Holy Spirit pack some more in because He has the ability to do that.
Yes. You know, and one day I heard Paul Washer, I was listening to a sermon about him, and this man, woo, he kind of reminds me of you, Pastor Parker. He's a soft-spoken man, but when he says something, it's like thunder. Like, it's so powerful. And he said, so many people are talking about they don't have time to be in the Word or to pray like they should. And he said, but yet you have time to look at that football game. You have time to go to these practices for your kids or go on these vacations. Very convicting. Very convicting. So, like, we do have time. We make time for what is important to us. And so, if anything, what we need to pray is, God, give me a heart to have the things that are important to you to be important to me and not be so distracted in this world. We got to be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. Romans 12 tells us that. And I think because of the lack of renewing our minds, that's why we get so fixated on the things of this earth.
Well, and you know, and so seek first the kingdom. And the Bible says seek first. And you can always get around to what's first. And so, excuse me. And so the importance of us really getting into the Word early in the morning, praying early in the morning. Again, the things that are first, you're going to get around to them. But if a person decides, well, you know, got to get all this stuff done, and maybe before I go to sleep, maybe I'll read my Bible or pray, you may or may not get around to
it.
So, and, you know, as it relates to the work of evangelism and discipleship, you know, again, praying the prayer of Jabez is wise for us. We were wise to do that daily. Praying the prayer of Isaiah as well is an important prayer, too. You know, based on Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, and basically, I'm going to take a moment now specifically to pray that prayer as well, an adaptation of the prayer of Isaiah in, again, Isaiah 6, 8. Lord, here I am. I'm available. Send me this day to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, a simple prayer, a short prayer, but it's a prayer God will always answer because God is looking for believers that want to be used. And God will use us. He'll send us along the path of lots of people who maybe need to hear the gospel or need to be discipled or encouraged or helped in some way. And God will equip us to help meet those needs as we simply listen to the Holy Spirit. And the key is, the key to all of it is the Holy Spirit and us following him and listening to him, you know.
And, you know, somebody may be listening and they're like, I want to hear from the Holy Ghost, but I don't know how. The more you put the word of God in you, the Holy Spirit will speak to you through his word. I kid you not. The more word, the more you'll be sharpening your spirit, man, to be sensitive to the things of the Holy Ghost. So when he does speak, you'll know because you've been putting in the word of God.
That's right. That's
That's what the Lord. That's how Philip knew. Which we'll get into that. And Acts, Philip, the evangelist, he had been in the Word of God. That's how he knew the promptings of the Holy Ghost and where to go.
Right. Well, just a few practical things, and then let's go ahead and read the passage. If you'll go ahead and read it, but I want to encourage every single listener: make it a habit to carry gospel tracts with you everywhere you go, whether it's in your pocket or in your purse or whatever. But carry them with you everywhere you go, and be prepared to give them out wherever the Holy Spirit prompts you to give them out. Pray daily for the Lord to use you. Again, a prayer like the prayer of Jabez or the prayer of Isaiah. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Now, again, in spite of the fact that sometimes believers will say, well, God never speaks to me. Well, first, never say that because it's not true. God speaks to everybody every day. Mm-hmm. And often the thoughts that run through our head. Now, not every thought is God speaking to you.
Right.
But often the thoughts that run through our head are the Spirit of God speaking to us. So we need to grow to become discerning about what those are, listening to the Holy Spirit, and having evangelism and discipleship on our minds, making a habit to ask people strategic questions like, how can I pray for you? Or how's your Bible reading going these days? Or something along that line. But thinking evangelism and discipleship. But let's look at the passage you had on your heart you wanted to share.
Yeah.
Would you read it for
us?
Yes,
sir. Absolutely. So in Acts chapter 8, starting at verse 26, this is the evangelist Philip. And so it says this. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place. So Philip, being the obedient man of God he was, and he rose and went, and there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace. Oh, my goodness. Live radio, y'all. Help me, Pastor
Candace.
Mark. That's the word. Queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, come on now, y'all, we can hear from the Holy Ghost. The Spirit said to Philip, go over and join this chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, do you understand what you are reading? And he said, how can I, unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this, like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. And the eunuch said to Philip, about whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with the scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized? And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized them. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away. And the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to
Caesarea.
Thank you. Help me, Pastor Parker.
All right.
I love this passage. Love it. Philip was being led by the Holy Ghost, led by the Spirit. I've met a few people who believe that, well, that was the book of Acts. That was then. The Holy Spirit doesn't speak like that. You are a lie, and I hate that you are putting God in such a box to think that he doesn't speak to his people. He does by the leading of his Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I love how Philip was willing to be used by God. He didn't question God. All right, I'm going. Where I go again? Here we go. And look what the Lord did. Brought someone to Christ.
And, you know, again, it's a great example. This whole story has so much to teach us because, you know, like you look at, for example, verse 26 says, "Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." Now, some may say, well, angels don't ever speak to me. Don't let that throw you. When an angel is speaking, it's the Holy Spirit speaking through the angel. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit speaks to all of us every day.
Yes.
The key is for us to be discerning, but also to have a mind to obey, a heart to obey.
That right
That's
there.
Important.
Come
now,
on,
notice
Pastor.
That last sentence in verse 26 says, "This is desert." Now, Philip could have easily had an argument with the Lord saying, "Wait, Lord, there's nothing down there. That's desert. That's wilderness. I'd be wasting my time. Is this really God speaking to me?" But he just obeyed the voice of the Spirit of God speaking through the angel. And he went there, and sure enough, God had work for him to do there.
Yes. Yeah. And now I'm going to tell you this. There will be times when the Holy Spirit will lead you to share someone, and you could be so convinced, and they don't receive the way you think they should, but mm-hmm. the Lord will use that. He just right. wants you to be obedient and available mm-hmm. to be used by him. That's all he wants.
Great, great point. And it's important to know, too, whenever you obey the Holy Spirit, you've done your job.
Hey,
the key is because
rest on him.
He knows how to do his job.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Never the problem.
Yes, sir.
The problem is on our end if we just simply obey, because just like, again, going back to the matter of this being a desert area, lots of people, had it been someone other than Philip who had an obedient heart, they might have said, "That must not be God. That's desert. I'm not going to go down there and waste my time." And sometimes people say things like, "Lord, that's weird. That's awkward. They won't receive it. Lord, I'm not going to say anything." We can miss an opportunity to be used. Mm. We're going to pick up there. My co-host today is Jade Holofield, and we're looking at the topic Evangelism, Discipleship, and the Great Commission. We'll be right back. Music of Lincoln Brewster with Made New, a reminder that the Lord Jesus Christ makes us brand new once we're born again, once we come to know him as Lord and Savior. My co-host today is Jade Holofield, and we're looking at the topic Evangelism, Discipleship, and the Great Commission. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those topics that, on the one hand, a believer, if they allow themselves, they can dread the topic and dread the idea of having to be involved. But on the other hand, we should approach it with joy,
yes.
with this understanding. We have the privilege of being a vessel God can mm-hmm. reach through to accomplish an eternal work in the life of
yes.
another human being.
I think what can help us to gain that joy of wanting to share the good news instead of seeing like cringing. Because I know with some people, there's anxiety in having to approach someone that you don't know but about Christ, about his word. But I think if we think about and put ourselves in our minds what Christ did on the cross, how my sins brought him on to placed him on that cross. When I sometimes I let the weight of that, just thinking about the worst sin that you've ever done, but yet here you are in Christ and he died on that cross, and now God looks at you and he sees Christ. Like that right there is what motivates me to want to go share something, because he did the greatest thing ever by my filthy self, we were like filthy rags, you know. And if you went the original meaning of that, of the filthy rags, how the verse go, Pastor Parker? Help me out, Pastor Parker.
And then our righteousness is filthy rags.
Mm-hmm. It is a woman's menstrual cycle. Oh my goodness, like that's disgusting. But that is, but when I think about my sins bringing Christ to the cross and how he brought me to salvation, and now when God views me, he sees me in Christ because Christ imputed his righteousness. That's some joy right there let me help somebody else to experience this beauty, this new life in Christ.
And you know, it's so important for us to understand that Jesus was willing to live his life to leave the comfort and the beauty and the glory of heaven and become a human being, not just to live, but he lived and he died a terrible death and he never did wrong, accused of crimes that he never did, but he was willing to die to have nails put through his hands and his feet in order to make a way for us to be saved. Mm-hmm. If Jesus can go through all he went through, I can endure whatever inconvenience or discomfort that I may be called upon when I'm involved in the work of the spread of the gospel. You know, I think of this. I had a guest on a few weeks ago, just had a wonderful story, but a very touching story about a young woman who was struggling with coming to Christ. And she had said, the story went something along this line. Before she went to work one day, she said, "Lord, if you really love me, have somebody to tell me that you love me today." And she was at work, and this guy is strange, and he obviously was embarrassed. She said, "Ma'am, I don't know if this will make any sense to you, but you need to know Jesus loves you." And she didn't even respond to it. It was like her mouth was open, and he just took off because he thought, man, that was silly. That was crazy. She must think I've lost my mind. But she knew exactly what that was. God heard her prayer. But the beauty is, we need to listen to the Holy Spirit even when it feels awkward, even when it feels weird, because the Holy Spirit knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He just needs obedient vessels that'll say, "Yes, Lord."
Yes.
God doesn't need people that are going to argue with him and say, "Lord, that's silly, that's weird. They're going to think something's wrong with me, and it's going to be embarrassing." Forget that. Mm-hmm. We need to live with a "Yes, Lord" attitude. "Lord, if this is what you want me to do, yes, Lord." And, you know, carrying gospel tracts out and giving them out in a public setting, yes, we should do that. Now, again, the key is listen to the Holy Spirit. Not saying you give a tract to everybody you run into. Right. But the beauty is the Holy Spirit has plenty of people that need to be touched by God on that day. And if you have a pack of 25 gospel tracts that you've had for 3 months, then you've had them too long. There's plenty of opportunities to be giving them out on a daily basis.
Right.
So, yes, and, you know, we have these red bookmark gospel tracts here at AFR that we share with people. And sometimes I know when I'm giving them out, sometimes a person may say, "Well, I've got 3 or 4 of these at home." And I say, "You need to give them away. They're not to accumulate.
Right.
They're
right.
to be passed on if you already know Christ then." So that's important. Well, further looking at the passage, you see how that in verse 27 specifically he says, "So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of Ethiopia, of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he was reading Isaiah the prophet." Well, Philip obeyed God, and sure enough, instead of him going out there and saying, "Well, see, Lord, I told you there's nothing out here but desert," he found the person God sent him. He found his assignment.
Yeah.
And he went there, and God was able to use him. And notice what it says in verse 29. It says, "The Spirit said to Philip, 'Go near and overtake this chariot.'" Now, here's a very important point, Jade. Number one, believers should never say God never talks to you, because that's not true. God talks to sinners as well as saved people, and he talks to us every day.
Yeah.
The more, as you touched on earlier, the more we read and meditate on the Word of God, the more we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and the louder his volume gets, and the more we can discern the thoughts that are God speaking to us that go through our head. Again, every thought that runs through your head is not God.
Right.
Lots of them are the devil and demons and things like that.
Right.
But it's important that we have discernment to know when God is speaking to us and we have an attitude of a yes, Lord attitude. Mm-hmm. When we disobey, it quenches the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
And the Holy Spirit, his voice will get lower and lower, and the volume will go down more and more the more disobedient we are. But the more obedient we are, the louder his voice gets in us. And God is looking for available vessels, people that want to be used, because he will sure enough use the ones that want to be used.
Right. And to get to that place of wanting to be used by God, you got to kill off yourself. Mm-hmm. So what it is, we're living in a world where people want to live for themselves. Like this whole self-love, self-care, I cannot say, that is the most selfish ideology that's going on right now in today's society. Mm-hmm. And I've seen believers, girl, you better self-love, love yourself. No, we got enough of that. That's the problem. That's why the world is the way it is today. We've got to love Christ more. He says, crucify this flesh daily. He says, it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. I am dead. My life is hid with Christ and God. It's we got enough self-love. We do that enough. But the more we crucify this flesh and love God more, we'll want to live for him more. And the reason why we're struggling is because we're loving ourselves too much still.
And it's just so important for us. A major key is love Jesus.
Love Jesus.
Let that love flow through your words, your actions, your lifestyle, you know.
And acknowledge, you know, I'm sorry, I mean, but like pray and ask him. Maybe you're listening right now and you're like, man, I do love myself a little bit too much. I do focus on me. Ask the Lord, pray and ask him, Lord, ask for forgiveness. Ask him, Lord, give me a heart, a desire to love you more. He tells him in his word to pray about everything. Come on
now.
Be honest with him. Be honest and say, Lord, I'm struggling with this. I want to get here. I want to be more of an evangelist. I want to have that heart and that mindset to have more of a kingdom mind frame. But you got to ask him. Pray for it if you don't have it.
And, you know, an important part of that is just understanding love for God is demonstrated in obedience.
Yes.
If you obey the Lord, if you love the Lord, you're going to obey
him.
That's
something right there, Pastor Parker.
We can say all day long, oh, I just love Jesus all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that's good. But our actions should demonstrate it.
Right.
And if our actions don't demonstrate it, it's making a statement, too. Our love is not genuine if we're not obeying as well as it should be.
Don't think about those feelings. Those feelings, they're not reliable. Mm-hmm. We act, like you just said, I don't always feel like sharing the gospel, but I do it because I love Christ. Do it because I want to obey him. Then eventually, I promise you, those feelings will come if they're not there immediately. They will.
And so in the passage, of course, Philip has the chance to walk with him. They read the passage, and then Philip immediately starts sharing Jesus. He starts preaching Jesus right away. And before the whole incident is done, this man has given his heart to Christ and wants to be baptized, and Philip baptizes him, and then the Spirit catches him away, and he's off to another assignment.
Yes.
But the beauty is this is a great example of someone that wants to be used and is available. Mm-hmm. It doesn't indicate he argued with God at all, saying, God, I'm busy, I'm tired, there's nothing but desert out there. It just indicates he immediately obeys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God desires. Servants that'll say, yes, Lord, and kick right into, just put the obedience gear into gear.
Verse 35 stood out to me. Philip opened his mouth and beginning with the scripture. Like, I know, especially in today's time, you know, people who are intellectual, they like to sound smart, but they're probably more dumb. You know what I mean? Especially those who, I don't believe in Jesus, and they try to get off philosophy. You know, you know what I'm trying to say. My point I'm trying to make, I have had moments in the past, not anymore, thank God for the help of the Holy Spirit, where I would be intimidated by those who were highly intelligent. You know, they have book sense, but the Holy Spirit has shown me you don't have to prove Christ's existence. Just use my word. It's powerful enough. And so that's what I thought about with this verse in verse 35. Mm-hmm. Acts chapter 8, guys, is where we are still. Philip opened his mouth beginning with scripture. Mm-hmm. Man, that right there is enough. Using scripture. And you may be like, well, what if they don't know scripture? Hey, I'm about to quote it. This is where memorizing the verses comes in handy, people. I'm going to quote it to them. But sharing the gospel using scripture. I don't have to say, well, the scientists have proven that Jesus was here or that David and Goliath exist. I don't want to. If you want to, you could. But I don't have time doing all that. I'm just going to use the word of God because it's powerful. It's powerful.
There's power in the Word of God. And even if somebody says, I've never read Scripture before, well, you're going to read it now.
Yes.
And the beauty is God's Word can work on you the first time you ever hear.
Mm-hmm.
So God's Word is powerful. And so as believers, living with an available attitude, living with a yes, Lord attitude, if this is what you want me to do, looking for opportunities to be used by the Lord,
right.
Praying a prayer like, as I said, the prayer of Jabez every day, a prayer like the prayer of Isaiah, praying it every day, and looking for opportunities to be used because, again, God will answer those prayers every day. He's looking for disciples that want to be used. And of course, I mentioned the question, too. How can I pray for you? That's an important question to use as a lifestyle as well. But our time is about gone. But in these last few moments, as usual, if you're listening today and you've never made that step of asking Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a wonderful day to give your life to Christ. If you would like to make that step and ask Christ to come into your heart, would you simply pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so, so very much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord Jesus, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you would have me to be. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, please email us. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We like to share some literature that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Or if you're simply wanting some of the prayer and discipleship materials we offer, we're glad to share them with you. Same email, jparker@afa.net. Jade, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for allowing me to be here. It's always a pleasure.
Always an honor and a privilege to have you on. And again, as we were looking at the topic, evangelism, discipleship, and the Great Commission, our encouragement to every single listener is pray daily. Pray the prayer of Jabez daily. Pray the prayer of Isaiah daily and look for opportunities and seek to be used daily by the Lord. Remember, God is looking for disciples that really want to be used. Every day you pray each of those prayers, God will answer them. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.